obviously on the panel, I function as the ghost of Artist Books Past. And somebody in our Wednesday meeting, somebody described the 70s as the golden age of artist books, which made me realize almost immediately that this is or could be the Zips or whatever period we're in, could be the Silver Age. In the 1970s, we were concerned with what else the book and or the periodical could be, because the book itself and or periodical functioned as the lexical source of information, the printed page and its collation function as our principal means of information distribution. Obviously, that's no longer true. That function has been overtaken by the internet, overtaken and taken over. This, interestingly enough, makes the situation now an issue of what the book or periodical can be in the first place. Because as I've been arguing for at least a decade, Judith Hoffberg has argued, as others have argued, the emergence of the computer generally and the internet specifically as the medium of communication, literally the medium of communication, has freed the book format from its lexical function, from its lexical duties, obligations, much the same way that photography freed painting from its obligation, its obligation as the recorder of the world. And now the computer/internet allows the periodical fully to double back on itself and become a self-reflexive work of art or artistic format primarily. Still obviously capable of providing information in a lexical manner, and it will be generations before the printed page gives that up completely. But even now, the artist's book is a realization of what the book will become. That the artist book movement in the 1970s, and actually beginning in the 60s, was, as usual for cutting-edge artists, prefiguration of what society as a whole would witness in the following century. One thing that the internet allows us is the distribution of information and even visual expression and experiment outside, around, beyond the controls of what Marx described as high capitalism. If high capitalism sits on the distributed possibilities of the artist book, the physical artist book or periodical, the low capitalism to which the publishers and printers of such objects have permits them to act locally. But meanwhile, the internet is permitting us to think and to communicate globally. It behooves us to coordinate these levels of communication and activity. What that coordination entails, I think, is up to every publisher and every blogger.